Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the Government Accountability Office.
It's September 6th, 2011. The Bureau of Prisons confiscates thousands of cell phones from federal inmates each year, suggesting that contraband cell phone use is growing, with potentially dangerous consequences. A group led by Dave Maurer, a director in GAO's Homeland Security and Justice team, recently reviewed the issues around federal inmates' cell phone use. GAO's Jeremy Clucci sat down with Dave to learn more.
How quickly is cell phone use by federal prisoners growing?
We collected some data on that, and what we found was that from 2008 to 2010, the number of cell phones confiscated in federal prisons had actually doubled. So it's growing quite dramatically. We also had some data from selected states. We found in some of the states it's an even bigger problem. So, for example, in California, we found that from 2008 to 2010, they had found four times as many smuggled cell phones in that period of time. California has definitely been a leader in this regard. So they found over 10,000 smuggled cell phones in 2010 alone.
What's the risk of having these cell phones in federal prisons? What are some of the potential consequences that can result from prisoners using cell phones illegally while they're incarcerated?
One of the major risks is that it allows inmates to continue the operation of their criminal activities while they're still incarcerated. They can still communicate with their colleagues outside the walls of the prison. And we found several examples of this going on. For example, one individual was running an identity theft ring with some of his colleagues outside the prison. They were able to rack up over $250,000 worth of stolen goods by taking advantage of stolen credit cards, that sort of thing. This was going on while he was still incarcerated. The feds found him out, and he was convicted and had 14 years added to his sentence. One of the other risks is that it allows inmates to communicate with one another, both within the prison as well as across different prisons within an individual system. This allows them to pass information about security, information about specific guards, organize protests, that sort of thing. So it presents a real problem for safety and security within the walls of the prison.
You identified a few efforts the Bureau of Prisons has undertaken to combat cell phone smuggling. Can you talk about these?
Sure. First and foremost, they screen everyone who comes into a prison. That includes the folks that work there. This isn't just specific to identifying or getting smuggled cell phones. It's for all kinds of contraband. That's sort of the first line of defense. Bureau of Prisons is also taking a look at a variety of technologies that are available to combat this problem. And in two of their institutions, they've actually deployed systems that allow them to see where cell phones are being used inside the system. They're currently testing those right now.
And what is GAO recommending the Bureau of Prisons do to further reduce the risks that you talked about?
What we think first and foremost is they need to be a little more rigorous in how they test this new equipment or this new and developing technology. We recommended that BOP do this, and they concurred with that. Secondly, we wanted to make sure that if prisons are given new equipment to be tested, that they actually are required to comply with this rigorous evaluation testing. The third thing we think is important for BOP to do is at the regional level to work with their counterparts at the state, federal, and local level. There's a lot of activity at all levels of government right now to address this problem of cell phone smuggling. A lot of different technologies are being tested in a lot of different places, and we think it's important for BOP to coordinate with those folks.
Absent cell phones, your group also looked at other means that prisoners have for communicating with the outside world through phone calls. Can you talk a little bit about what you found there?
Congress asked us also to look at the costs to inmates of making phone calls through prison-provided telephone systems. There is some concern that if the phone rates for making these calls back to friends and loved ones are too high, it creates an additional incentive for folks to smuggle cell phones into prison. So we looked at that. And what we found is that within the federal system, inmates are charged a rate which in most cases is lower than what they're charged in state systems, in some cases significantly lower. Within the federal system, all of the money that's collected from the charges that inmates pay to make calls through the system go back into a trust fund. That trust fund finances the operation of the phone system as well as some other recreational activities within the prison itself. Some of the people we talked to felt that this was useful because you want to have prisoners occupied and employed, things to do with their time, because if you don't have something to do for them, they're going to come up with things on their own, and that may not be the best for everyone involved.
To learn more, visit GAO's website at gao.gov. And be sure to tune in to the next edition of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the Government Accountability Office.